Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org for Wednesday, August 30th, 2006. Four civilians were killed and another eight were injured today by heavy machine gun fire from Israeli tanks in an ongoing military operation east of the Gaza Strip, while in the West Bank, a leader of the armed resistance group died from sustained injuries. Those stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported on Wednesday morning that four civilians were killed and another eight were injured by heavy machine gun fire from Israeli tanks in Al-Shajaya area, east of the Gaza Strip. Dr. Moawiya Hassanin, director of the Emergency and Ambulance Department in the Palestinian Ministry of Health, reported the four were identified as Rami Al-Kharabliya, Zayed Al-Kharabliya, Raad Sabitah, and Mohammed Jediah. Dr. Hassanin added that eight residents were injured due to intense and violent shelling that targeted civilians' homes, whereby ambulance and medics could not get to the injured people. Israeli tanks and warplanes are still heavily shelling the area, according to local sources. The death toll, including the four killed in the Gaza Strip since Saturday, reached 17 residents, 13 of them civilians. Israeli soldiers killed on Tuesday one resident during the night in Beit Leila town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Dr. Moawiya Hassanin reported the resident was identified as Hassam Nathef Abu Rokba of 24 from Jabalia refugee camp in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Abu Rokba was near the evacuated settlement Tughlet. He was hit by shell shrapnel in several parts of his body. Three residents were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Al-Shajaya neighbourhood, east of Gaza City. After surviving an Israeli assassination attempt in the northern West Bank, a leader of the armed resistance arrived in the Jordanian capital of Amman Tuesday night. Saria Al-Quds issued a statement today revealing that in the morning, 35-year-old Hassam Jaradat had died from injuries he had sustained. Jaradat was the West Bank leader of Saria Al-Quds, an armed resistance wing affiliated with Islamic Jihad. Speaking on behalf of Islamic Jihad, Mahmoud Al-Saadi said Jadat's condition had continued to deteriorate since Israeli forces shot him in an assassination attempt in Jenin refugee camp last Wednesday. Due in part to the efforts of Palestinian medical professionals, Jadat's trip to Jordan was coordinated with several parties, including the International Red Cross. A Palestinian Red Crescent ambulance brought him to the West Bank border crossing with Jordan. Israeli forces controlling the border detained Jadat and the ambulance exchanged for several hours despite the fact that he was given international travel permission and protection. He arrived at Amman Hospital on Tuesday night. Medical sources said he was in a critical condition with bullet wounds in his head, as reported by Al-Saadi. However, the injuries proved too severe, and Hassam Jaradat died Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Israeli troops invaded Hablud village, south of the West Bank city of Qalqilia, and took one prisoner on Wednesday. Khalid Ramadan, 30, was taken to an unknown destination after soldiers searched his house and confiscated his tractor, eyewitnesses reported. Also on Wednesday, a group of right-wing settlers from the illegal settlement of Sousa uprooted large numbers of olive trees that belonged to Palestinian farmers from the nearby village of Yatta, south of the West Bank city of Hebron. Local sources reported that settlers uprooted trees located near an Israeli army post, just outside the village. Settlers have repeatedly targeted the residents, their property, and farmlands, in addition to attacking the international volunteers who come to the area and help, as well as acting as observers. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by James Brown and Ghassan Benora.